Welcome to Crown the Podcast. I am Star Golden, and this is episode 26, season 3, Taking Mondays Back. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Crown the Podcast. It has been a very long 5 months away from the podcast. Let's just say I took a bit of a summer break, and now we are back with new episodes launching on a new day. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about what it would mean to take our Mondays back. Mondays are usually the day of the week that people dread the most because they have to go back to work or go back to school. And I'm going to talk about why Mondays are my favorite day of the week. I'm also going to check in with you all just about where I am with my goals and get us ready to end off the year strong before we get ready for 2022. Thank you so much for rocking with me. If you haven't subscribed to Crown the Podcast, go ahead and click that subscribe button and come back and listen to new episodes that are going to drop from now on every Monday around lunchtime. So let's get into it. How y'all feeling? I hope you're still drinking your water, taking your vitamins, wearing your mask if you are not fully vaccinated, and even if you are, just wearing your mask to protect your loved ones and those are around you. I hope you are leaning into joy, leaning into peace, doing fun things. Right now, it is the fall season, and I love this time of year, especially when I used to live in New York City. I really loved New York City in the fall time, right at the end of September, all the way till the end of the year. And so this is also around the time I travel a lot, but I love the coziness, the coolness, everything about fall, the colors of the leaves changing, all of the fall fashions that come out. So you get to wear like more clothes, like, you know, scarves and different accessories. None of which I can experience because I live in Florida. So I best believe I'm on the next plane out of here to experience some fall weather. And I hope that if you don't live in Florida and you live in some other area, that you are definitely enjoying the fall season and you've had your pumpkin spice latte or chai tea or apple cider. Yeah, so I took a bit of a summer break, y'all. I mean, life just got away from me a little bit. With the change and transition from spring to summer, with, you know, some of my kids getting out of school and all of the newness and new things that the summer brings. Also, you know, with the influx of vaccinated folks, the world opening up again, there was just a lot of transition that I had to deal with around May and June. And I had to take some things off my plate, which is okay. Like, I think sometimes even when we have a big plate, we sometimes have to eat small and take smaller portions. So I am very grateful for the space that I took away from the podcast, but I always knew that I was walking away temporarily and not permanently. And so during that time, during that break, I've always been thinking about and jotting down new content that I want to bring to Crown, thinking about ways that I can make this labor of love less laborious and more fulfilling for myself. Like I've shared before in any of my earlier episodes, I don't know if you're a new listener or not, but Crowned is definitely an assignment given to me divinely. And I knew that I couldn't just walk away from it because I wasn't done. And so taking that summer break was what I needed really to refuel and refresh to be able to do this again every week. So I'm excited to get you all some new content coming up. We will be dropping the episodes on Mondays from now on. And I'm going to explain in our crown adjustment segment why I chose Mondays. But Yeah, I'm excited to bring this back into my routine. I'm also just revisiting a lot of things when it comes to my routine. Things I started in the beginning of the year and had to either pause, or things that dropped off of my routine around the summer. Something I'm definitely going to be thinking about next year, right? So thinking about consistency, how I can build breaks in between so I'm not taking a full summer off. But one thing that fell off my routine that I'm getting back into as of today is I started back training and working out with my trainer. I miss training so much, and because of other like circumstances, I had to stop for a little bit. But going back today, working out, lifting weights, having that me time, that intentional hour where I was able to block off the whole world and just focus on my body and be present in the moment, I miss that so much. And yes, I'm sore and my muscles are like, what are you doing to me? But that was a part of my routine that I think I took for granted, that I didn't. Much of my life was anchored in having that me time. So I'm really excited to really get back into it. Other things that I'm introducing into my routine again is making sure I stay up on my podcast and listening to podcasts and listening to books. I fell off for a little bit, but I want to read, I want to, absorb things that bring me joy. Things that bring me peace. So I'm going to be introducing some of that more into my routine. I think the words that are guiding me right now in this season of my life are conquer, curiosity, joy, and rest. So it's important to me to conquer the day. It's important to me to lean into curiosity and always remain a learner. It's important to me to lean into joy. The world is burning around us as a metaphor, and I have a lot of things in my life to be grateful for. So I'm going to lean intentionally into joy, but then also recognizing that I'm doing a lot of things and I need to lean into rest. So finding moments to pause, reflect, and take my time. All right, so grab your crowns because it's time for an adjustment. Let me tell you why I love Mondays. So Mondays are my favorite day of the week. And if you're a parent or someone who is very busy on the weekends, Mondays is a very welcomed relief from all of the things that you do during the weekend time. That's why I love Mondays. Usually Saturday, Sunday, usually Friday, actually Friday evening until Sunday night, I am in intense mommy mode, like doing all of the things, taking care of my kids, making sure that there's activities for them, spending quality time with my partner, spending quality time with my family, and I feel like I'm always on. Like the amount of energy and work that I put into my family time, and other things that I'm doing on the weekends is on a different level than what I put into my regular job during the week. And so Mondays, like as soon as I drop my kids off to school, I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. And Mondays, for a very long time now, have become the day where I really get to reflect, focus, and lean into peace. And in this crown adjustment, I really want to think intentionally about how I can take my Monday joy and really let it drive me forward throughout the entire week until I get to the next Monday. So when I think about reflection on a Monday, I really get to sit down and think about where I am, where I'm going, and where I've been. Usually Monday mornings is when I have really great Bible study or journaling time. It's also the time where I get to plan out my week in my planner, very intentionally. So I get to look at my schedule and see all of the things that I have to do in a way that's not distracting or cloudy. I really can see what my responsibilities are in a very clear way. And I get to reflect on my self-care. I get to reflect on my capacity and make adjustments as necessary. So I'm thinking about, like, how do I find more times to reflect during the week and even in the weekend when I'm super busy? Another cool thing about Mondays is that I really get to focus on things. Mondays are the time where I choose to start really big projects if I have them, or start any design work that I might want to do. Because my Mondays, for the most part, are uninterrupted, right? I'm not getting a bunch of requests or asks or phone calls or things. Like, my people leave me alone on Mondays, and that's probably because everyone else hates Mondays. But the idea of being able to paint done on projects and things is really exciting and attractive for me on Mondays. So I usually block out time to do things as I feel fresh and I have the most energy. So I'm thinking about how in other days of the week, I can use that skill of blocking time and creating time for uninterrupted focus so that I could, schedule things throughout and not put all my projects on a Monday. And lastly, the thing I love about Mondays is that I really get to lean into joy and lean into peace. The house is quiet Mondays. Not just because my house is empty, but also because, like, the world feels empty. Like, everyone has kind of gone back into their little corner, and I get to just sit in silence and listen to my thoughts, listen to nature, and just absorb peace and joy. I think we take, like, the quiet for granted. And I don't know, it had that time on Mondays where I could really just pause and have that lean into joy and lean into peace. It's really been my anchor and my fuel to get through the rest of the week. Things that help me lean into peace and lean into joy is that I don't really have a lot of content that I'm absorbing on a Monday. Most of my favorite podcasts don't drop until Tuesday. I'm not really watching much television on Mondays. So there's not a lot of distractions for me on a Monday. It's just me, my computer, and now this podcast. And I'm wondering about how I can create that type of space and use those tools throughout my week. Maybe even on a Friday before I jump into the weekend, or in the middle of the week on a Wednesday, as like a buffer or a milestone to get me through the week. So I think the major takeaway or the crown adjustment for this time is to take whatever is your favorite day of the week. Think about why it's your favorite, and then see what you can pull from that day and make it apply to other days in your week so that we can all create balance. As royalty who wears all the crowns and all the hats and does all the things, I think it's very important for us to use our tools and our resources to the best of our ability and understand that at a moment's notice, we may need to change, shift, and do something different. So the thing that I'm doing different is that I'm taking Mondays back. I'm taking back the narrative that Mondays are the worst day of the week. I'm taking back the narrative that people hate Mondays, and I'm moving forward with Monday being the day to start fresh, being the day to reflect, focus, and find peace, and being the day to refresh and refuel. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Crown the Podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening for future episodes. Crowned is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor, to name a few. Crowned is a women's empowerment platform for the modern woman who wears all the hats and does all the things. Whether you're a boss queen, a queen mom, or a queen in the making, remember your royalty and even queens need a break. This is where spirituality meets self-care. You can follow me on social media at I Am Tasha Golden or at Crowned by Star Golden on Instagram, or you can follow my blog at www.crownedbystargolden.com. Join me on this journey of self-discovery, self-care, and self-empowerment. And remember, what if you were made for such a time as this? Esther 4:14.